Tentor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents This Hallowed Ground, A History of the Civil War, by Bruce Catton, narrated by David Drummond. Chapter 1. The Hurricane Comes Later. 1. Sowing the Wind. The senator was tall and handsome, with wavy hair to frame a proud, ravaged face. And if hearty feeding had given him the beginning of a notable paunch, he was erect enough to carry it well. He had the easy grace of a practiced orator. His speeches, according to spiteful enemies, were carefully rehearsed night after night before a mirror in his chambers, while an awed colored boy stood by with a lighted candle. And there was a great humorless arrogance about him, for he had never been blessed with a moment of self-doubt. He liked to say that he was in morals, not in politics. From this, the logical deduction was that people who opposed him, numerous though they undoubtedly were, must be willfully wrong. Such a deduction Senator Charles Sumner was quite capable of drawing for himself. He would draw it today in the Senate chamber. In his speech, he had told a friend, he would pronounce the most thorough philippic ever uttered in a legislative chamber. It was an ominous promise. The date was May 19, 1856, and although there was still a little time left, it was running out fast, and angry words might make it run faster. Yet angry words were about the only kind anyone cared to use these days. Men seemed tired of the reasoning process. Instead of trying to convert one's opponents, it was simpler just to denounce them, no matter what unmeasured denunciation might lead to. The point at issue was...